episode 441, when your day has gone to the dogs.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet sisters. How are you? How's your week been going? I am so excited that you are here, delighted of your presence and the joy that you bring me. Today, we are going to just give you some giggles, some laughter, and hopefully you'll be able to relax into your weekend. You know when you have those days when the day has gone to the dogs and you just don't know what to do? Maybe it's those times where you were halfway to your destination and you realized you left your phone at home or back at the office. Oh yeah, you know that feeling, don't you? Your heart just sinks like, do I really have time to go back and get it? I really need it, but well, maybe not. If it's at home, you know eventually you go back, but if it's at work, sometimes you have to go back because you won't have access to it until, if it's the weekend, maybe not until the next time you actually go into work. It can be really crazy. What about those times where your car isn't working right? Maybe you lock your keys in your car and like you've never done it for years, but they're locked in the car. Maybe it's those times where you find yourself, oh, wait, I wrote down that I was supposed to be here at this meeting, but you wrote it on the wrong day, different week. And you're like, oops, do I feel weird? Because then you call the person or you text them and you're like, hey, where are you? I've been waiting here. Is everything okay? And they're like, well, we're not meeting until next week. When your day has gone to the dogs, you're just like, oh. You just want to scream sometimes. Sometimes you don't even know what to do. The stress maybe of the holidays, your family gatherings, out of the norm activities. What's happening in the real world around you, not just in your world, meaning your family, the activities that your children and your hubby are involved in, the activities that you're involved in, but the world around you, what you see on the news, how that impacts you. All of this begins to razzle-dazzle your stress hormones. It's when your day has gone to the dogs and you're like, oh, well, I got to tell you a funny story here. And it does, well, I guess it somewhat has a happy ending. But my sister, it's actually my mom who told me this story, but my sister was at a feed store and she was getting this homemade feed for the chickens that they have. And so she was standing in line to pay for the feed and there was a lady behind her and somehow they got on the conversation that she had really had a bad day. It was like just one of these horrible days. And it was a day that had gone to the dogs. And so she said, oh, well, what brings you here? And she goes, oh, I have to get more chickens. And she goes, oh, well, where did you, do you like chickens? And she goes, yeah, I actually do like chickens. But you see, I just picked up some brand new chickens that morning. Well, the sweet lady picked up about 10 to 12 brand new chickens, about 2 days old. She put them and took them to her car and put them in the car. Then she decided she would stop briefly for a moment, pick up something at the store, another store, and then she would drive on home with her chickens. Well, when she came back from picking up the stuff in the store, she noticed she only had one chick left. The dog ate the other chickens and had feathers all over his mouth. Now, some of you might be saying, oh, really, Christiane? Did you have to tell us that story? Well, when your day has gone to the dogs, literally, yeah. It kind of makes you think, though, that there are lighter moments in our days. But we tend to get ourselves wrapped up in the drama. So there this poor lady stands behind my sister, and she's somewhat distraught. She told my sister, she said, I didn't know what to do. She goes, I just stood there outside my car and started to cry. She goes, I couldn't do anything to my dog because he already ate the chickens. She goes, I didn't know what to do, but I really like chickens, so I'm back for more. Well, I'm really not sure if the dog came back with her to pick up the second set of chickens. I sure hope not. I hope she took him home. But when you do have those days that it's gone to the dogs and you feel like anything that you do goes wrong instead of going right, no matter how far in advance you plan, you're like, I am not getting where I need to be going. So when you get in the car and you get in that traffic jam that you knew was not supposed to be there, but it's there. you get up in the morning, you hit that snooze alarm, and the next thing you know, you're an hour behind because you fell back asleep. When your day has gone to the dogs, what do you do in those moments? You know, it's those days too that we feel like we have to meet certain expectations. Oh my gosh, somebody's watching me. Well, nowadays you feel like you're always being watched. There's a camera somewhere. Somebody's eyes are always on you. But it takes it to a whole different level when we're talking about other people's expectations, where we have to live up to those. And we begin to allow ourselves to judge our own selves based on other people's rules, their doings. And we say, oh, well, gosh, my day really is horrible. My day has gone to the dogs. Maybe it really hasn't. Maybe it's just a perspective and how you're looking at it. When you take a moment in time and you look at it for what it is, you allow yourself to remove the drama. That's the whole idea about being present in your life, in what you're doing. This poor little woman who got these 10 to 12 little adorable chicks, who now are no longer except for the one. Well, on the bright side, the puppy dog had some really healthy meal. I mean, an awesome meal, you got to say. You couldn't get any fresher than that. And I'm sure it will be a meal he will always remember. And on a little brighter side, well, she still can come back and get more chickens. And she still loves them. And, well, maybe she'll learn that the next time she gets chickens, she'll leave her puppy dog at home. There's always a brighter side to the situation that we're in. There's always the opportunity, the optimistic part of it, the sunshine, the ray of hope. Where are you sitting today in your life when your day has gone to the dogs? Are you looking to join with them and kind of howl and moan and groan and kind of like, oh, well, yeah, I'm just going to kind of, you know, I'm going to have a pity party. That's where I want to be. I want to have my pity party. Or would you rather remove yourself from that and say, nope, my day isn't going to the dogs. Oh, no way. We're going to celebrate. We're going to breathe deep. We're going to laugh harder and smile bigger. That's ultimately the best formula for you when your day has gone to the dogs. Breathe deep, laugh harder, and smile bigger. Now, when my mom told me this story, I couldn't help but say, Mom, you know I'm going to share this, don't you, with the whole world? And she laughed. And we got really tickled. Now, of course, the woman, you know, she was sad at first. But ultimately, well, if you think about it, most of us enjoy chickens. We eat them, but not the cute little ones, right? So when your day has gone to the dogs, think about those little chickens and how their day went to the dogs. Because your day is always brighter than that. So have your formula. Breathe deep, laugh harder, smile bigger. And you know what? Your days really can get better. You don't have to think of it as like, well, you know, the one little chick standing. You don't have to be that one that feels like they're just living there by themselves. Surround yourself with love. Encourage yourself. Empower one another. Reach out to someone that you trust. Hey, we're here at createyournow.com. Come on over and say, I could just use someone, just a friend to listen to me for a moment. I've had a day. We all have those days that have gone to the dogs. And you know what? They're not the end of all days. There, unfortunately, will probably be more moments of those. But at least you're not the little chicks, right? So go out today. Make it a bright day. Go out, breathe deeper, laugh harder, and smile bigger. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.